Thank you, Mrs. Chairperson, and good morning, Director General. Argentina has the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. The main challenge today is that 6 years after the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, a quarter of the world population still experiences food insecurity, and the world is moving away from zero hunger. As the vast majority of our group members can attest, shocks such as armed conflicts, climate hazards, and financial turmoil have become more intense and frequent, and the COVID-19 pandemic has been a shock multiplier, driving and deepening vulnerabilities, in particular among developing countries. Hence, crises have multiplied and grown, undermining many governments' ability to continue to progress towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. On this note, G77 plus China members mourn the loss of civilian lives as a result of the recent conflict that erupted between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza. We highlight the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza, and we join our voice in support of the United Nations Secretary General call for the international community to work with the United Nations on developing an integrated, robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery. Toward this aim, we appeal to FAO to engage with Palestine in the framework of the Hand in Hand Initiative as a way to build capacities, rebuild food systems, boost technological transfer, and create decent jobs. Mrs. Chairperson, not only do shocks or crises compound each other, but their fallout also unfolds more brutally given persistent structural vulnerabilities, such as limited access to education, health and other basic services, poor rural infrastructure and economic and gender inequalities that leave people, communities and nations, and entire agri-food systems without social safety nets, resilience to overcome shocks and coping capacity. Taken together, shocks, crises and structural vulnerabilities increasingly put food security and nutrition at risk. For this reason, the G77 plus China calls once again for the greed of a few not to prevent efforts in meeting the needs of the many and stresses the necessity for members to take this into account when pushing their national or even regional interest-driven agendas in the United Nations multilateral fora. In that line, we welcome the Director General's vision for an improved FAO aiming to a better world with no poverty, no hunger, and malnutrition, and committed to face the challenges for all stakeholders in the supply chain to guarantee more and better production while preserving and protecting the environment and enhancing smallholders' incomes. Mr. Chairperson, the group of G77 plus China recognizes the need to draw path for sustainable and resilient food system to overcome long-term challenges. We stress the urgency of factoring in different local conditions, ecosystem services, cultures, histories, production systems, consumption patterns, and traditions while designing transformations towards sustainable agri-food systems as appropriate and in accordance to national context, priorities, and capacities. Such transformations, when appropriate, demand adequate transitional mechanisms, including financial resources, technology transfer, and capacity building. In this regard, we recall that the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, solidarity, and cooperation should guide implementation efforts. On the issue of principles, G77 plus China would like to highlight that in the framework of international negotiation of sustainable development, it is extremely valuable to respect and follow the principles and values shared by members based upon agreements reached under different international relevant instruments and processes. On that note, We express the need for these principles and values widely recognized at the international level to become operative, and to this end, the G77 plus China calls on the international community to fully support the recognition and implementation of these principles and values in global agreements and mechanisms moving from a declarative position into action. We also acknowledge the existence of a variety of science-based approaches, systems, and tools to achieve sustainable agriculture and food system. And we call for further efforts to make technologies and innovations, those that are both productive and sustainable, available to all countries and stakeholders, hence reducing existing gaps and inequalities among and within countries. In a nutshell, we need to produce more and better food while generating mechanisms that ensure physical, social, and economic access to it. And we highlight the contribution of sustainable livestock, agriculture, fisheries, aquaculture, and forestry to food security, economic development, and biodiversity protection. Furthermore, we recognize that there is no sustainable growth without economically viable agriculture that generates a stable and rewarding income and creates decent work and quality jobs and opportunities for family farmers and agricultural workers, their families, and the rural communities. This means that while recognizing the interaction of agriculture with climate change and the conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity, our actions must also consider the economic and social impacts of transforming agri-food systems, whilst ensuring a smooth and fair transition to sustainable models, leaving no one behind and in accordance to national context, priorities, and capacities. Mr. Chairperson, we emphasize the importance of ensuring a holistic approach to this issue, jointly considering environmental degradation, economic opportunities, and social impacts. To achieve this goal and ensure social inclusion and gender equity, critical actors such as rural youth, rural women, indigenous people, and local communities must play a key role as part of the decision-making processes and solutions. The social and economic development of all peoples and communities is the most powerful pathway to safeguarding the environment and sustainably use the natural resources, thus fulfilling the 2030 agenda. We recognize that climate change is a challenge for all of humanity. All countries must cooperate to protect the environment. But considering the historical and current responsibilities and national capacities due to their level of development and socio-economic conditions, as recognized by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, countries with primary, historical, and present responsibility for environmental degradation should provide adequate economic and technological tools that allow developing countries to improve the sustainability of their production, focusing efforts on adaptations to guarantee the system's resilience and maintain the production necessary for food security. The impacts of increased climate variability, as well as more extreme and frequent weather events, are jeopardizing agriculture, livelihood, and infrastructure, especially of small-scale farmers and mainly in developing countries. It is urgent to adapt agriculture and food system to the adverse impacts of climate change and foster climate resilience in order to safeguard livelihood, sustainable rural development, and human, animal, and plant health, taking into account the fundamental priority of ending hunger and combating all forms of malnutrition. Mrs. Chairperson, we emphasize the value of international cooperation as a tool to share experiences, to transfer knowledge and technology, and to create positive synergies for climate actions and environmental sustainability while boosting economic and social well-being. South-South and triangular cooperation actions must be strengthened and adapted to suit local needs as massive driver to implement and achieve food security and nutrition. On international trade, it is essential to achieve a fairer, more transparent, and predictable international trade system. The production and trade distorting subsidies, as well as the non-tariff barriers and other measures that disrupt trade, cannot be underestimated since they affect producers and consumers. We therefore call on the member of the WTO to limit and reduce from now on 2030 at least half of the sum of the current domestic support levels, causing a distortion in trade and production that are currently prevalent in agriculture worldwide. The contribution by different WTO members to this reduction must be in proportion to the scale of the current authorized levels of said members and to their potential impact on world markets. It is also essential to consider the different members' needs on sustainable development in order to be able to achieve the objective worldwide by 2030. As demonstrated by the COVID-19 pandemic, open trade plays a key role in guaranteeing and supporting world food security and the fulfillment of SDGs. In view of this, we insist on the need to move decisively towards the agricultural reform process within the framework of the WTO in order to make those food systems which receive artificial and distorted support to be more sustainable. Mr. Chairperson, with these comments, the group of G77 plus China would like to insist on the necessity to tackle hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition in all its form as an overarching priority, not only at FAO and the RBAs, but at the United Nations as a whole. We must do better. We must demand the United Nations family to work for common interests and priorities of the most vulnerable through combating hunger, poverty, and inequalities. We need to move on from words to concrete actions on the ground for the sake of the most vulnerable people in the world and to leave no one behind. Thank you, Mrs. Chair.